Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's meet our first guest of the day. Her name is Samantha Dubois. She's 18 years of age from Ridge, New Hampshire. Samantha, it's great to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
So look, I just read about you. You had a bone marrow transplant from a 33-year-old male in Poland?
Oh, yeah.
That's not Poland, Maine, right? That's the country Poland, right?
Yeah, that's the country, yes.
Wow. How did that happen?
Well, I started off in, like, getting cancer in 2016. And in order to get rid of the cancer, we had to get a bone marrow transplant. And so I ended up with two donors. And the 33-year-old male from Poland ended up matching the best out of the two I had to choose from. And then... Yeah.
How long of a wait was that when you knew you needed that bone marrow transplant before you found the correct match?
It wasn't that long, like not even a month or so.
So how does it work? They just put it in a, does he fly out or do you put it in like a FedEx box? Here's my marrow. I mean, how does it?
Boy, you are so medically technical. It really is amazing.
Just break it down. I'm seriously. Yeah. So is it that simple? Well, how does it work?
Well, what happens is back in his country, he goes under anesthesia, and they actually have to take the bone marrow out of him, and then they fly the bone marrow to Boston Children's overnight, and then they give it to the patient that night, and then it goes in the IV tubes, just like a blood transfusion.
And that's all you know? You just know he's a 33-year-old male from Poland?
Yep.
That's all you know about?
Isn't that crazy? Wouldn't you really like to know? I mean, somebody who helped save your life, wouldn't you really like to know who that person is, be able to meet them, be able to hug them and say, hey, you gave me, you know, a chance at life here.
I would definitely like to meet him one day, and hopefully it'll come soon, but I'm just hoping I'll get to meet him.
So you were telling us a couple years ago you're diagnosed. It was August 12th, and right before we do this radio telethon, you said you remembered watching this after the diagnosis.
Yeah, I remember it was my dad and I. I was in the hospital bed, and I remember looking up at the TV and watching the numbers go up as people would donate money, and it just means so much to me because it's not, like, just saving me. It's saving, like, other people. Like, every dollar counts.
Yeah, and it must be something because I don't know if you've seen it in the past, but obviously, you know, it hits home a little bit more to see what people are doing that eventually was going to help you recover.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, I try my best to, like, find, like, what the Jimmy Fund's, like, getting into and, like, how much money they're raising because I want to know. Like, I want to, like, help other patients and do the, yeah.
Yeah, so that's been, like, you know, also, have you been inspired? I mean, you know, based on your ordeal and what you've gone through and the help you've seen and given from nurses and, you know, doctors, has that inspired you to get into their field or to help other people also?
Actually, yes. Before I got diagnosed, I wanted to be an orthopedic surgeon. But then with the relationship I had with the nurses and, like, how well they treated me, like, they were almost like a second family to me. Like, and I was like, and after I got discharged, I was like, wait a minute. I don't want to be an orthopedic surgeon anymore. I want to be what they are. I want to be a pediatric oncology nurse. That's my goal, is to, like, work at Boston Children's by their side.
Wow. Well, I think we know some people who can write you a good resume.
Yeah. We can give you a recommendation,
you know,
if you want.
Right. Now you're a softball player.
Yeah.
What position?
Shortstop.
Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Good athlete.
No, the shortstop's always the best athlete.
So now,
right?
Now I understand, from what I understand, you are one of the assistant coaches? Is that what we're doing? We've been helping out with the team?
Yeah, I've been keeping the books, writing down the scores and stuff. And
is Dad the coach?
Yeah, my dad is the coach.
So you had an in there.
Hey, it's all about who you know.
So when you guys go home, do you sit there and say, Dad, I don't understand. Why did you do this? You should have brought the infield in. You should have changed pitchers. Are you critical of your dad? You get on him?
He's actually been coaching for a very long time, and he's, like, had different – he talks to, like, college coaches, like, professional players. Like, he gets all the information, like, he needs. And, like, when he does the drills, like, he's doing this drill, and this is why he's doing it, to fix this problem, to make the form correct or throw correctly. And
so you just like being around it, though, still?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
All right, so, Samantha, before we let you go, you look terrific. You said you feel great. Everything's good now?
Just about that, yeah.
Good. You went to the right place. You got the right treatment. And in the end, it's going to be a great story for you.
Yeah.
Okay? Good luck the rest of your life.
Yes. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks
good
for
luck.
Stopping by. You. We really appreciate it.
All right.
Samantha Dubois, 18 years of age. Another story. Another great story.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.